This article originally ran on Guelph Today, November 14. A Guelph cooperative nursery school is celebrating its 50th year of nurturing and growing young minds. Lilliput Land Nursery School started in 1974 and is cooperative, so parents are involved in helping the school run. It is inside St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church at 161 Norfolk Street. It hasn't always been at this location, but at least four others. And I think for quite a while we were, you know, one of the only or possibly even the only nursery school in downtown Guelph. There's certainly a few now. And there's this huge growing need for more, said Paul Nichols, president of the Lilliput Land Board of Directors. The school runs from 8:45 to 11:45 a.m. Monday through Friday, and 16 students a day get to see their learning emerge with the help of two teachers. So you know it's not just play, there's purpose to it. We're helping to improve gross motor skills. We're helping the children with conflict resolution and then learning how to engage with other students in the class. And of course all the elements of creativity. The artwork and the amazing stuff that they create, it's just so cool to see, said Nichols. You know it isn't a big faceless corporation. We know everybody, he said. The board is made up of four parents and one teacher. He said the nursery school is a bit about Guelph culture and history. He hopes he'll hear more stories from the community about Lilliput while celebrating its 50th year. I think parent involvement and, you know, trying to do things in a bit more of a democratic, more hands-on way is sort of, in a lot of our DNA, he said. I think that's been a fantastic part of how the school's evolved. I mean, 50 years is a heck of a long time. All parent-run. Since it is a co-op, parents are asked to sign up for a job to help the school, whether it be to pick up groceries, fundraising, or helping with the social media. Parents are involved. In one of Nichols' first tasks as president of the board, he went to the bank to sign some papers. One of the bank tellers chimed in and said their children went to Lilliput Land. During the pandemic, class sizes were smaller because there was lower enrollment, said Nichols. And the reason why the school was able to survive that period was because the previous boards, again, all parents, all volunteers, really made some good decisions. They built up a bit of a reserve fund and the school was able to fall back on that, he said. This is why a fundraising campaign is being launched on Thursday, so the school can build back up its reserve funds. We feel like we've come through a tough time, we're feeling optimistic. And we really want to try to make sure that we can survive another 50 years, said Nichols. Nichols' children, 3-year-old Remy and 5-year-old Mira, have been a part of Lilliput Land and he's seen them grow. You know, having my daughter in there, and especially post-pandemic, it was a very smaller class. You know, we were nervous too, but just to see her change and see how well she was able to socialize with other children. I mean, she kind of like ruled the roost a little bit when she went Lilliput Land, which was so nice to see, he said. Going there helped set her up for school, and seeing his youngest at Lilliput now, he is doing the same, Nichols said. We're completely play-based. So all of everything that we do is based on the children's interests, said Brandy Kennedy, teacher at Lilliput. We're both just pretty focused on making sure that they feel safe, they feel loved. We help them interact with the other kids, said Danielle Macy, teacher at Lilliput. Kennedy and Massey have been teaching at Lilliput for the last 8 years. They both had children who went to the school. It's a really caring and nurturing place, said Kate Mullins, parent of 2-year-old Flora who goes to Lilliput. It's really confidence building. It's been like a great first step, she said. Parents want to bring their children where they have a high sense of trust, said Nichols. It's the first time for a lot of parents where their children will be, you know, away from them. It's a big deal. It's probably harder on parents than it is on the little kiddos, he said. On the first day of school, children will start their new routines by switching into indoor shoes, washing their hands, and then there's the handoffs, said Nichols. It's a short goodbye and a long hello, he said.